主日啊，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace all my brothers and sisters.
晚上我们根据圣经一起来查考一心跟从主。
And tonight, according to the Bible, we'd like to study the topic of follow God in one mind.
我们请看马太福音第八章第一节。
Let's first turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 1.
马太福音第八章第一节，我们看到第三节。
Let's read from Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 to verse
3. 一节，耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他。二节，有一个长大麻风的来拜他说：“主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣伸手摸他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧？”他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。这一件事情要让我们思考两件事。
And this incident is to teach us two things.
就是跟我们提示两件事。
And this incident is also to hint us of two things.
犹太人长大麻风是很悲哀的事。
And as for a Jew to be afflicted with leprosy, it is indeed a very pitiful event.
那一种悲哀啊，不见得只是身上的病痛的悲哀。
We can say this kind of pity is not only a pity in a physical sense.
是你长大麻风之后要赶出家庭，要离开家庭，赶出城外。
Rather, it is that after having leprosy, you will be cast out of your own family, even cast out of the city.
在城外自生自灭。
It is that you will live and perish by yourself out in the outskirt.
跟我们一般生病的时候不同。
And it is very different from when we were ordinary sick.
我们生病病重的时候有医护人员照顾治疗。
And whenever we are sick or gravely sick, we have caretakers to take care of us.
必要的时候有家人陪同。
And when it is necessary, we have the guidance and company of our family members.
可是犹太人得大麻风就不一样。
But it's completely different when a Jew contracts leprosy.
在城外自生自灭以外
，that apart from sustaining their own life out in the outside of the city，
他是孤单的
，they are lonely，
因为他不能到人群去
，because they cannot go near a crowd，
就是我们现在所说的被隔离
，and this is what we mean today when you're being segregated。
所以在城外偶然遇到远远的人，远远的有人走过来的时候
，and perhaps in the outside of the city when they see someone walking closer to them。
要马上呼喊说不洁净啊，不洁净。
They have to immediately shout out saying unclean, unclean.
告诉对方你不要过来，我是长大麻风的人。
This is to warn whoever is coming that do not come near, for I am I'm a leper.
想一想，如果那个长大麻风的是自己的话
，And can you imagine if today you are the one with the leprosy?
有多少人可以有勇气活下去呢
？How many people would have this courage to live?
所以。这个长大麻风的求生意志很强。
And this is why we see a person with leprosy had a very strong will to live.
一个求生意志力很强的人。
And with a man with a strong will to survive and live.
但又是走到绝路的时候。
However, in a time when they have walked to the end of their life.
他绝对会超越，会越过所谓的规定。
They will certainly surpass what we call the standard.
律法规定
the standard or the regulation of the laws
长大麻风的不能到人群去
that one with the leprosy cannot go near a crowd
可是我们发现这个人偏偏跑到人群去了
but here we can see that this man has come near a crowd
表示这个人求生意志强
so we can see that he had a very strong will to live and survive
也因为他有这份的求生意志
it is also because he upheld that will
所以他勇敢地来找耶稣。
Therefore, he bravely came to seek after the Lord.
他不管什么是规定。
He did not care for what the regulations were.
所以他越过了这个规定。
Therefore, he had crossed over that regulation.
主耶稣也医治他的大麻风。
Here, Lord Jesus also healed him of his leprosy.
那这件事提醒我们两个两件真理。
And this incident can teach us and remind us two truths.
第一件。
First of all.
当一个人走投无路的时候
，When a man have come to the end of the road，
我们的引导我们要叫他来信耶稣的这一份的引导就很重要了。
And it is crucial as to how we will guide this person to come and to believe，
因为正在他的需要上面。
because we had to hit in the point of their need.
所以我们传福音的时候，
so in times when we preach the gospel,
我们知道对方的需求吗？
And do we know their needs?
他是心灵虚空，
and are they vain in their spirit?
还是身体病痛？
Or are they afflicted in their physical illness?
还是什么都不知道？
Or they have lost their way?
所以我们做传福音的事工，
so as we're doing the work of preaching the gospel,
理当知道对方的需求，
and we must know the needs of the other party.
如果知道，
and when we come to know the needs,
在带领他的时候就比较简单。
And it'll be easier for us in times when we're leading them to believe.
因为人在走投无路的时候。
Because in times when the men have come to the end of their life.
任何的引导都是有用的。
Any kind of guidance is beneficial to them.
去年我住西台中教会。
And just last year, I resided over West Taichung Church.
在年初的时候遇到一个高中老师。高中的退休老师。
And just in the beginning of the year, I met a retired teacher, a high school teacher.
因为是在访问信徒的时候遇到他的。
And I met him when I was visiting the members.
第一次见面。
It was our first time meeting.
他就很健谈的。
And he was very plain with me.
所以一个多小时都是他在讲话。
So within 1 hour, he was the one doing the conversing.
讲到最后。
Until the very end.
他说他这一辈子。过得很满足。
And he's told me that for the entirety of his life, he had lived a very content life.
我听到之后，我心里有一点，不敢苟同。
And after I heard of that, I did not, know what to think.
因为我马上联想到腓立比书的第四章那里的记载。
And because I was reminded of the recording in Philippians chapter 4.
因为保罗在讲知足这件事。
And Paul is speaking of the matter of being content.
他说他是学会的。
And Paul claimed that he had learned to be content.
知足的人生不是与生俱来的。
And having a content and living a satisfactory life is not something you're born with.
绝对是有个过程。
But we know that there is a process.
所以保罗说，无论是卑贱是贫穷，是丰富。
And therefore Paul said, whether in lowly or in abundance.
无论什么情况。
And regardless of the circumstances.
他都得了秘诀。
He had the secret.
那个秘诀就是学会了知足。
And that secret is he has learned to be content.
所以我告诉老师。
So I told this teacher.
你月领新台币70,000块。
And perhaps monthly, you have a monthly salary of 70,000 NT dollars.
周休七天。
And you have 7 days, you have the weekends off.
当然很满足啊。
And of course, you have a very content life.
在这种条件很优渥的情况之下说满足。
And when you speak of this term content under such a good environment,
只能解释为很有良心的说法而已。
And we can merely explain that you are speaking this out of conscience.
因为真正满足的人生。
In fact, we know for a life of contentment.
是要面对各种的环境。
And that is, you are able to face all different kinds of circumstances.
而且要学会平安的面对。
And it is in those circumstances that you need to face them with a peaceful heart.
这才叫做满足的人生。
And that is what we call a content and life of satisfaction.
在去年8月16日的西台中教会的30周年特别聚会。
And on August 16th of last year was the 30th anniversary or service of a West Taichung Church.
这个老师来到教会。
And this teacher, he came to church.
因为聚完会之后
and after the service,
福音组说他们要跟传道见面
and the gospel team said that they wanted to meet with the preacher
见面之后才知道他的一个孙女得到肿瘤
and after their meeting we learned the news that one of his granddaughters had a tumor
应该叫做淋巴腺癌
And we can say it was a lymphoma cancer.
这小学三年级的女生跟有一天跟她的爸爸在玩耍的时候。
And this little girl who was only in third grade one day when she was playing with her father.
她爸爸把她抱起来。
So her father took her up.
就从腋下这样抱上来。
And he hugged her from under her fore, her armpits.
然后就摸到一个硬块。
And it was there that he touched something rather rigid, something hard.
因为这个爸爸是当医生。
Because the father was a doctor.
所以经验告诉他。
So through experiences, this told him right away.
这是不正常的现象。
This is something very abnormal.
所以问女儿说会痛吗
？So he asked his daughter, "Does it hurt?"
女儿说不痛。
And the daughter said, "No."
虽然这个样子这个当爸爸的医生还是赶快将女儿送到医院去检查。
So even though that was the case, as a doctor, this father immediately took her, took his daughter to the hospital for examination.
很快的，主治医师告诉他。
And very quickly, the doctor told him.
简单讲叫做不乐观。
And he told him, very simply speaking, it's not looking very well.
所以隔一个礼拜六，聚完会之后，我到病房去探望他。
And therefore, a week later, after the conclusion of the Sabbath, I went to the hospital to visit her.
这个爸爸边说边哭。
And as his father was telling me the story, he was weeping at the same time.
他说：“我这个女儿如果有三长两短，我也要跟着她去。
”And his father said, "If anything should ever happen to my daughter, I will also go with her."
天下父母心。
And we know this is the heart of all the parents in the world.
第一次看到这种父母，还是第一次见到。
But I can say that this is still my first time to see a father or a parent react in such a way.
小学三年级。
And the daughter was only third grade in elementary.
如果没有生命了
，If she had she lost her life.
那我身为爸爸的，我也不要命了。
And today, if as a father, if my daughter loses her life, then I will not. I don't want my life anymore.
爱女儿之心之切
And this is how he loved his daughter.
真的很特别。
So we can say it's rather special.
再隔个礼拜六。
And the Sabbath afterward.
他就来到教会，坐在第一排第一个位置听道理。
He came to the Sabbath. He came to church and sat in the first pew to listen to the sermon.
之后有个祷告会，他都跑到前面来祷告。
And after the service, there was a prayer session, so he came to the front to pray.
因为会堂没有地毯。
And because there were no carpets in the chapel.
有跪垫。
But there are kneeling pads.
但是他连跪垫也不用啊。
But he did not even want to use the kneeling pads.
那一种向神祈求的心是迫切的。
So we can see how earnest of a heart he had in pleading God.
因为他已经没有办法了。
Because he had no other ways.
而且他又很爱他的女儿。
And how much? And he loved his daughter greatly.
所以当我们去引导他的时候
，So in those times when we're trying to guide him,
我在他的病房大概留不到五分钟。
So we can say we could not even stay in the hospital room for more than 5 minutes.
我只用很简单的话告诉他。
I said to him in a very simple manner.
耶稣是真神。
I told him Jesus Christ is the true God.
这位真神是创造宇宙万物的神。
And the true God is a God who created the universe.
他的名字叫耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
信靠他的不自羞愧。
And those who rely on him shall never be in vain.
教会为你祷告。
And the church will pray for you.
悟性祷告之后我们就离开了。
And after a prayer and understanding, then we left.
一直到现在。
Until now.
他们都来慕道。
And the family continue to seek the truth.
受洗。
And they have been baptized.
八月十六号那一天。
And on August 16th.
这个退休的老师是这个女孩的阿公。
And this retired teacher, former teacher, was the grandfather to this little girl.
所以不只是爸爸爱女儿，连阿公都爱孙女。
So we see not only the father loved the daughter, but the grandfather also loved the granddaughter.
为了这个孙女。
And for the sake of this granddaughter.
他就跑到教会来慕道了。
And he also came to the church to seek the truth.
因为他也没有办法。
And because he also had no other ways.
虽然日子过得很满足。
Even though he lived a very satisfied life.
但是现在遇到这种状况。
But now he is faced with such a circumstance.
已经不满足了。
And he's no longer content.
那来到教会，我也是用这些话告诉他。
After coming to church, I also told him the same words.
然后我就请他们唱赞美诗264首。
And I asked them to sing hymn 264.
因为在这个时候，道理不必听很多。
And because in times like this, one does not need to listen to too much truth.
讲重点就好了。
And all you have to do is tell them the key points.
讲太多更不好。
Because the more you tell them, the more the negative effects may be.
我们知道他现在需要的是孙女的病赶快好。
And because we know what they want and what they need now is to have the granddaughter to be healed.
说在唱264首的时候
So in times when we're singing hymn 264
他们大概也是第一次听啊，听唱赞美诗的。
It is probably their first time to sing hymns.
但是那一种旋律，那一种歌词
，But with this kind of melody and this kind of tones,
足以让他们痛哭流涕。
It allowed them to weep out loud.
很感动的唱出来。
And they sang the phrases out of a great movement.
也可以讲是啊，唱得很感动。
We can say that they were singing, they were greatly touched while they were singing.
祷告之后，他们就回家了。
And after we prayed, they also left and went home.
从那一天开始。
And from that day and onward.
这个阿公也就来慕道。
And this grandfather also came to church to seek the truth.
在慕道期间。
And in the times when he was seeking the truth.
我才发现他也有安静的时间。
And I also discovered that there were also quiet times he had for himself.
不像之前很健谈
and not like before where he was very talkative
很认真的像学生一样在听
and in these times now he's very tentative like a student listening
神也赐下赐给他圣灵
and God also granted him the Holy Spirit
后来他也受洗
in the end he also baptized
所以这一段这个八章一节到三节这一段告诉我们
so Matthew chapter 8 from verse 1 to 3 tells us
当人走投无路的时候
When a man is met with the end of his life
你简单的引导他
When you guide them in a very simple manner
他就可以被引导
And they can be led
所以我们做传福音的事工
So in times when we're doing the work of preaching the gospel
就是有这种原则
And this is kind of a principle we must uphold
第二个提醒
And the second reminder is
我们也要回想一下
That we must think back.
当初我们为什么来信耶稣
Why is it, in the beginning, why is it that we came to believe in the Lord?
还记得神的恩典有多大吗
And do you still remember how great of a blessing and grace, of God is?
那我们又怎么样的回报他呢
And today, how, exactly can we repay that grace?
我们看第二件事
Let's, look at the second incident.
马太福音第八章第七节
Matthew chapter 8, verse 7.
耶稣说我去医治他八节
Verse 8
百夫长回答说主啊你到我舍下我不敢当只要你说一句话我的仆人就必好了第九节
Verse 9
因为我在人的权下也有兵在我以下对这个说去他就去对那个说来他就来对我的仆人说你做这事他就去做百夫长爱仆人
And the centurion loved his servant.
也是很特别的。
And this is also a very special case.
在一个没有人权的时代。
In a time when there was no rights or human rights.
一个官员爱仆人爱到那一种程度。
We can see how an official was able to love his servant to this point.
还是第一次见到。
And this is something that we see for the first time.
当他去当他拜托人去找耶稣来的时候。
And we have sent men to find and seek for Lord Jesus.
第七节耶稣说我去医治他
In verse 7 Jesus said to him I will go and heal him
也就是主耶稣要行动
And that means Lord Jesus will take the initiative to go
第八节说
Verse 8 says
百夫长忽然有一个领悟
But suddenly the centurion had a realization
然后回答说请主耶稣不用来到他家
And therefore he replied saying Lord you do not need to cometo my house.
如果我们是主耶稣
But today, if we were the Lord,
有一个人拜托人家来拜托啊，来，有一个人请别人来拜托我们去帮助他。
And now today, if someone has sent someone to come to us and ask for our help,
当我们说要去的时候
and in time when we say and agree to go,
当事人又说不必了
But suddenly, the person who invited us said there's no more needs.
那我们会想说，那到底现在要不要去
？We may think to ourselves as to do I need to go or not？
啊，这是在玩游戏吗
？Are you trying to play a game with me？
那为什么这个百夫长会玩这种游戏呢
？Why is it that centurion here play this kind of game with the Lord？
等一下叫主耶稣来，等一下叫主耶稣不用来。
And suddenly he asks the Lord to come, and now he says to not come。
因为百夫长他有个逻辑观念。
And because we can see the centurion suddenly had a realization in his logic。
他不一定听过主耶稣讲道理。
And he might not have heard of the sermons given by the Lord.
但是第九节就这么说了。
But in verse 9 here reads,
透过他的工作经验。
It was through his work experiences.
因为他是百夫长。
Because he was a centurion.
有权柄。
He had the authority.
所以一百个人当在这个一百个人当中有 不能有一个人违抗他的命令。
So out of the 100 soldiers, there's not one who can disobey him.
只要他下达命令。
Whenever he gives his instruction,
每一个人通通要完成。
All of them must accomplish the task.
哪一个人没有完成？
If there's one who fails to accomplish the task,
他就会处置。
Then they shall be punished.
所以他用这种工作经验去推理，去推理。
So it is with this kind of experiences that he made this assumption.
耶稣是只不过是个老师。
He thought himself, Lord Jesus is merely a teacher.
老师是教人做人处事啊。
And the teacher is there to teach you how to live your life.
可是今天这个老师说要来医治人，医治我仆人的病。
But today this teacher says he will come to heal the illness of my servant.
这不合乎逻辑啊。
So that does not go with logic.
我们学校的老师可以医人家的病吗？
Can any of the teachers in our school heal any other's sickness?
医病是医生的工作，不是吗？
You know, healing or curing is the work of a doctor.
那耶稣既然敢答应来医治我仆人的病。
And today, since Lord Jesus dared to agree to come and heal the sickness of my servant.
很简单的判断。
And with a very simple assumption,
主耶稣如果不是骗子，就是神。
Yet today Jesus was not a liar, that he must be God.
那百夫长认定耶稣是神。
And the centurion recognized and was affirmed that Lord Jesus is God.
也因为他认定耶稣是神。
Because he recognized that the Lord is God.
所以第八节就这么答复了。
And therefore, this is what he said in verse 8.
主耶稣，你到我的家里来，我不敢当。
And here says, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof.
因为你是神啊。
Because you are God.
我太微小了。
And I'm so minute.
所以我不配。
So I am not worthy.
我们两个差距太大。
And there's too much of a difference between both of us.
我不够资格。
And I'm not worthy or up to the standard.
所以我不敢请你来我们家。
So today I dare not invite you to come to my house.
第二
Secondly,
因为你是神
because you are God,
所以你 不受时间空间的限制
therefore you're not constrained by the limitation of time and space
你根本就不用来我们家
and you don't even have to come to my house
只要一句话我的仆人的病就好了
just with one word that the sickness that my servant may be healed
是肯定句
and he was sure
必定、啊、就必好了
that my servant will surely be healed
百分之百的信心
and he was 100% faith
好，耶稣连来到他家都没有。
So you can see, Lord Jesus hasn't even come to his house.
所以当主耶稣听到这个话、这个信息的时候
，So when Lord Jesus heard of this message,
他说我在以色列中从来没有遇到这种有信心的人。
And he said, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith.
百夫长的信心超过以色列所有的人。
So we can see the faith of the centurion surpasses all that in Israel.
因为他没有见过 这么有信心的人。
Because he has never seen or met anyone with such great faith.
所以十三节就这么说了。
Therefore in 13 says,
耶稣对百夫长说，
And Lord Jesus said to the centurion,
你回去吧。
And go.
照你的信心给你成全的。
And it will be done just as you believed it would.
那时他的仆人就好了。
And the servant was healed at that very hour.
那这件事情要告诉我们什么
？So what is this incident telling us？
我们除了看到这个神迹以外
，So today apart from witnessing this miracle，
我们更应该得到教导。
So what is more that we must receive the teaching？
我们信主以后
，And after we have believed in Christ，
是不是每天都看到神
？Is it today that every day in our lives that we're able to see God？
百夫长在工作中。百夫长在工作经验中
So today it is through the, his work, his doings, a centurion
去做推理
That he was able to make this assumption
我们今天在工作当中
But today in our work life
有没有看到神
Have we seen God
有没有信仰的体验
And have we experienced this in our faith
比如说
For example
传道人
Today as a preacher
传道的工作是什么
And what is the work as a preacher
牧羊啊
And that is to pastor
宣道啊
And to evangelize
在牧羊宣道的工作当中
So in the works of evangelism and pastoring
有没有看到神
Have I seen and witnessed God
如果有看到神
If I have seen God
那就有信心了、
啊、Then I have faith
而且会更加认识耶稣
And I'll have a deeper understanding of the Lord
所以今天我们不管在任何的工作岗位上
So today it does not matter what kind of role you play in your work
不管我们的工作是什么
It does not matter what holy work or work you do
问自己
Today we must ask ourselves
我每天去上班
Every day when we go to work
我们每天生活
Today, every day when we live,
工作生活当中
every day in our work and in our daily lives,
我看到神的作为了吗
Have I seen and witnessed the work and doings of our Lord?
如果有
If yes,
信心会越来越坚定
Then your faith will become even more strengthened.
对耶稣的认知会越来越深刻
And you will have a deeper impact and real understanding of the Lord.
第三件事
And the third incident,
请看16节到17节
Let's read verse 16 to 17.
到了晚上有人带着许多被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前他只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去并且治好了一切有病的人17节
17.
这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说他代替我们的软弱担当我们的疾病、马太福音很强调某某先知说的话
Book of Matthew emphasizes on many prophecies made by the prophet
当主耶稣、医病赶鬼之后
And after the Lord healed the sickness and cast out demons
他说我为什么要医病赶鬼
He's told them as to why he needed to heal
说要印证先知的话
And this was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet
那主耶稣这么讲
And this is what the Lord said
就是要告诉我们
And that is to tell us today
以赛亚先知
That prophet Isaiah
距离耶稣的年代
And from the time of Isaiah to the time of Lord Jesus
超过700年
It was more than more than 700 period of time
也就是说
and that is also to say
主耶稣的700多年前
and about 700 years ago
神借着先知以赛亚说的话
and the word spoken through prophet Isaiah
到了主耶稣这个年代
until the time of the Lord
还是会实现的
they too will be fulfilled
神的话是不改变的
so the words of God is never changing
因为神是信实的
because God is a faithful God
所以这件事情告诉我们
so this incident is to teach us
我们一个领受道理的人
and for a person who received the gospel of God
不管读经还是听到
Whether we are studying the Bible or listening to the sermons
只要明白
As long as we come to understand
我们就必领受
Then we shall receive them
什么叫做领受
So what does it mean to receive or sudden
就是抓住
And that is to grasp and hold on to them
要抓住神的应许
And that you must grasp hold on to the promises of God
要抓住神的话
And that you must grasp hold on to the words of God
这里告诉我们的
So this is what this verse is to teach us
第四件事
And the fourth incident
19节到22节
Verse 19 to 22
有一个文士来对他说夫子你无论往哪里去我要跟从你20节
20
耶稣说湖里有洞天空的飞鸟有我人子却没有枕头的地方21节
21
又有一个门徒对耶稣说主啊容我先去埋葬我的父亲22节
22
耶稣说任凭死人埋葬他们的死人你跟从我吧两个人跟从耶稣
So here are two men They follow Lord Jesus
我们先说这个文士
So let's first talk about the teacher of the law
文士怎么忽然间想要跟从耶稣
So why is it that this teacher of the law All of a sudden wanted to follow the Lord
我们大概可以看、从其他的 经文看到端倪
And we may see a hint from other scriptures
可以参考马太福音七章28节29节
And we can refer to Matthew chapter 7 verse 28 and 29
耶稣讲完了这些话众人都稀奇他的教训29节
29
因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人不像他们的文士好这里有一个比较
So here where a comparison was made
好先说明文士是干什么的
Here first describe what the teachers of the law do
就是教导百姓
Is that they teach the people
认识律法认识圣经
To know the law and to know the Bible
表示他已经很懂圣经了
So it must mean that they're already very familiar with the scriptures
他很懂圣经那 跟从耶稣干什么
So if they're already familiar with the scripture what is it to them to follow the Lord
在山上的时候
Well it was there on the mountain
马太福音的五章到七章
From Matthew chapter 5 to verse chapter 7
就是我们所谓的山上宝训
And this is what we call the sermon of the mount
耶稣讲了这些道理之后
After Lord, the Lord Jesus spoke of all these truths
听的人都觉得都稀奇他的教训
All those who heard of the words were astonished of his teachings
而且做一个比较
And they have made this comparison
耶稣讲道跟文士讲道是不一样的
That the way the Lord spoke was different from the teachers of the law
耶稣讲的道理是有权柄的
What the Lord taught was with authority
是可以 以满足人的心的。
That it could satisfy and bring content to
the heart. 所以八章一节就这么说了。
Therefore, in chapter 8, verse 1 says,
耶稣下山，许多人跟着他。
So when he came down from the mountain, a large crowd followed him.
这些人已经在山上听很多道理了。
So this crowd of men have already listened to much truth.
为什么下山还跟着他？
Why is it that after coming down from the mountain, they still follow him?
这些人不用上班，是不是？
So do they not need to go back to their work?
每天听道理就好了。
Do they just follow and listen to the sermons all day long?
因为他们感觉跟主耶稣在一起是很满足的。
Because they have felt this great satisfaction of being with the Lord.
尤其主耶稣的道理。
Especially the truth of God, of the Lord.
耶稣讲的道理有权柄。
And the words spoken by Jesus carried authority.
可以满足人的心。
It could satisfy the hearts of men.
所以光听道理就很满足了。
Even just by listening to the sermon alone, it brought great satisfaction.
所以十九节的文士
Therefore, this teacher of the law in verse 19,
说要来跟从他。
Here he says to come to follow the Lord.
主耶稣说等一下。
Jesus said, wait a minute.
你还没有跟从我，我先告诉你。
And Jesus said, before you come to follow me, let me tell you this.
你是文士。
You are the teacher of the law.
你的工作，你的生活是安定的。
And you have a very stable life and job.
我主耶稣。
But as for me, I'm Jesus.
走到哪里，传福音到哪里。
Wherever I go, there I will preach.
居无定所。
I have no a place to settle.
比狐狸，比飞鸟还不如。
And I'm even, can't even be compared to the foxes or the birds.
这种生活方式你要吗？
And are you willing to take up this kind of lifestyle?
不要只有看到一面，你要来跟从耶稣，不要只看到一面。
And when you say you want to come to follow me, don't just look at one side of following
me. 你要看到全面。
But you have to see the complete picture.
一个跟从耶稣的人。
For a person who follows the Lord.
会得到什么？
What is it that they will receive?
要付出什么？
And what is it that you will have to pay?
想清楚。
You must think through very clearly.
想清楚再来。
And only after you think through very clearly, then come.
我们跟从耶稣。
So as for us, we follow the Lord.
是不是有想清楚？
Have we ever thought of that to ourselves?
当初要来跟从耶稣。
In the very beginning, when we have decided to follow him.
是看到一面吗？
Have we just seen one side of the picture?
看到一个层次吗？
Have we just seen one level of it?
还是看到全面的？
Or have we seen a complete picture?
还是看到整体的？
Have we seen the entirety of it?
耶稣就是引导他。
And this is how the Lord was guiding him.
你再想一想。
Think through again.
你看到什么？
What is it? What exactly have you seen?
看清楚之后。
And after you have seen everything clearly,
再决定要不要跟从。
Then you can make the decision whether or not to follow me.
这个就是告诉我们。
And this is to tell us,
我们跟从耶稣。
Today when we follow Jesus,
有没有看清楚？
Have we seen everything clearly?
怎么看清楚？
How are we able to see it clearly?
透过圣经的道理。
It is through the words of the Bibles.
第二个人。
A second man.
他先跟主耶稣商量。
And first of all, he tried to discuss with the Lord.
我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
So let me go back and bury my father first.
先回去办丧礼。
And let me go home and hold my funeral.
主耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人啊。
But Jesus told him, let the dead bury their own dead.
好像说那个不用了，那个丧礼不用了。
So in a way, the Lord is telling him, forget about the funeral.
爸爸的后事不管了。
And just don't mind about your father.
你跟从我吧。
And why not just follow me?
主耶稣常常会引用这种话语。
And many times, oftentimes, our Lord will use this kind of language.
找机会来说明一件事情。
And he's trying to find the opportunity to explain a simple matter.
比如说马太福音的十二章的五十节。
And for example, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 50,
当他的妈妈跟弟弟来探望他的时候
And when the mother and brothers of Lord Jesus came to see him
他说谁是我的母亲谁是我的兄弟
And there he said who is my mother and who are my brothers
反正遵行我天父旨意的人就是我的亲属了
And whoever does the will of my father is my brother and my sister
奇怪主耶稣是在演戏是不是
And strange thing we can say was Jesus putting on an act
这是主耶稣常常用的手法
But this is kind of tactic that our Lord often uses
这叫做机会教育
And this we can say education of opportunities
他的妈妈只有一个嘛
And he only had one mother.
他的兄弟就是那些人嘛。
And those are his only brothers.
怎么会变成别人呢？
And how can you say that other people are my brother and my mother?
他是要强调遵行天父旨意啊。
So he's trying to emphasize on the point of following the will of the Father.
那这里呢？
And what about here?
他要强调的是什么？
What is it that he's trying to stress?
这里的死人。
And for the dead mentioned here,
是强调人的一生。
And is to describe the life, the entire life of a human being.
人活着的一生，人活一生。
And as a man, as we live the entirety of our life,
不能光为自己的一生努力。
And we cannot only strive and work for our own life.
所以跟从耶稣的人，
And for those who follow the Lord,
就是要这种观念。
And this is kind of concept, mindset they must have.
不但要为自己活，
Not only do they have to live for themselves,
还要为主耶稣活。
They also need to live for the Lord.
这叫跟从耶稣啊。
And this is what it means by following the Lord.
所以任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
So let the dead bury their own dead.
一般人的观念就是这样。
And this is a common concept of the men.
为自己活。
And that they will live for themselves.
不是吗？
Isn't it true?
可是跟从耶稣的人。
But what about those who follow Jesus?
绝对不可以有这个观念。
And this is the kind of mindset that we should never have.
要为主活。
Not only that, we must live for our Lord.
第五件事。
And the fifth incident.
我们看二十六节，二十五节。
Let's read verse 25.
门徒来叫醒了他说，主啊。救我们，我们丧命了。二十六节。
26.
耶稣说：“你们这小信的人、啊、为什么胆怯呢？”于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。跟从耶稣。
Now when you follow the Lord,
信靠耶稣。
Trusting in Jesus.
遇到患难找耶稣。
When you're faced with tribulation, you will seek after Jesus.
结果被主耶稣责备。
As a result, you're being rebuked by Jesus.
这不是很奇怪吗？
Isn't a very strange phenomenon?
我今天有困难。
Today, when I'm met with difficulties,
我找耶稣帮忙。
And now I seek the Lord for His help.
耶稣骂我。
And now Jesus has rebuked me.
还骂得很难听。
And He has rebuked me in a very severe manner.
说你们这些小信的人。
He said, you men of little faith.
为什么胆怯？
Why are you afraid?
这不是骂，不然这是什么？
So if we do not call this chastisement, what do we call this?
遇到困难找耶稣也错了吗？
So is it wrong for us to seek after the Lord when we met difficulties?
主耶稣为什么会责备他们？
But why is it that today here the Lord have rebuked them?
这一群人，这些学生跟从耶稣一段时间。
And we know this group of men, this group of students have followed Jesus for a while.
表面上跟从耶稣。
So we may say appearance wise they were following Jesus.
实际上呢？
But what about in reality?
没有扎实，没有彻底。
But we know they have not followed the Lord completely.
何况主耶稣还跟他们在一起。
And you have to say here the Lord was still with them.
他们为什么看到风浪就害怕呢？
But why is it that they fear when they saw the winds and the waves?
因为现实状况是船要沉下去了。
Because the reality was that their boat was about to sink.
风浪真的太大了。
And the winds and the waves were indeed too great.
所以他们喊救命。
And therefore they have yelled out help.
主耶稣之所以责备他们。
And the Lord had rebuked them.
其实就是要引导他们。
But in fact, he was trying to guide them.
以后看到外面的风浪，不要怕。
In the future, when you see the winds and waves, around you, do not be afraid.
不要因为外在的风浪影响内在。
And do not allow the winds and the waves of the outer environment affect your inner being.
让你的内在风浪更大。
And to cause a greater disturbances inside of you.
船绝对会沉下去。
And with that, your boat will surely sink.
人绝对会沉沦下去。
And as a man, you will surely sink.
所以主耶稣要告诉学生。
And this is why the Lord Jesus tells his students.
看得到的风浪不可怕。
For the winds and waves that we can't see, do not be afraid of them.
看不到的风浪更可怕。
However, the waves and the winds that you cannot see are even more dreadful.
所以绝对要先平静。
And this is why you
内在的风浪。
This is why you must first calm the inner storms.
那外在的风浪有没有停就不管了。
And we do not care whether the external storms and winds are calmed.
跟从耶稣的人。
And for those who follow Jesus,
要学会到生命层次。
You must be able to learn to live up to your life.
生命不能被生活打败。
And that your life cannot be stricken down with the outer life.
最后一件事。
And the second, the last incident,
节34节
in verse 33 and 34,
放出的就逃跑进城，将这一切的事，他们被鬼附的人所遭遇的都告诉人。34节
34,
合成的人都出来迎见耶稣，既见了就央求他离开他们的境界。33节特别强调，
so verse 33 especially stressed,
放猪的逃跑进城。
So those tending the pigs ran off and went to town.
然后告诉全城的人两件事。
And reported two incidents to all the people in the town.
他的猪死光了。
That first, their pigs have all died.
让两个被鬼附的人恢复正常。
And secondly, those men possessed by the demons have gone back to normal.
他看到两件事。
They have witnessed two different events.
一个是跟他无关。
First is related to them.
一个是跟他有关。
The second is not related to them.
所有的猪都死光光了。
And first of all the pigs have died.
对他来讲损失太大。
And to them, they have suffered too great of a loss.
那两个人恢复正常。
But as for those two men who have gone back to normal,
跟他有什么关系？
And what does that have to do with them?
那是他家的事。
And that is something to do with their own family.
但是这件事情告诉我们什么？
But what does this event tell us?
一个人同时看到两件事。
That this person here had witnessed two events at the same time.
而且是同一个人造成的。
And this event and this two events were caused by the same person.
就是主耶稣啊。
And that is Lord Jesus.
主耶稣来了，带来给那两个人带来了平安。
And when Lord Jesus came, he had brought peace to these two men.
带来了恩典。
He had brought grace to them.
这个放猪的人都看得很清楚哦。
And these were witnessed by those attending the pigs.
所以他将被鬼附着的人所遭遇的人告诉城里的人、啊、
And this is why it says they reported all, including what happened to the demon-possessed man.
表示他很清楚啊。
That means they knew very clearly.
全城的人也很清楚啊。
And same thing with all the townsmen.
那两个人被鬼附着很可怜。
That those two who were demon-possessed were indeed pitiful.
在当地大家都认识他们。
And during those time, everybody recognized them.
因为鬼在他们身上
Because they were demon possessed
太可怕了
It was indeed too dreadful
那两个人也太可怜了
And indeed too pitiful
但是主耶稣来了
But here Lord Jesus has come
平安恩典临到他们
Here the grace and peace have also come to upon them
难道他不会去思考吗
And have never thought about it
耶稣可以让人得平安得恩典
That Jesus is able to allow a person to receive peace and grace
他看到了
But they have seen it
但是他不会继续追求了
But will they continue this pursuit
他反而选择
But instead,
我不要耶稣。
They have chosen to refuse and reject the Lord.
因为耶稣来了。
Because today the Lord has come.
我损失太大了。
I have suffered too much of a loss.
所以我们一心跟从主。
So when we followed God with one heart and mind.
尤其到最后的抉择。
Especially until the time when we have to make the final choice.
信耶稣这个过程。
In the process as we believe in the Lord.
绝对有平安有恩典。
We know there are times when we will receive grace and peace.
可是有时候要选择
But also times when we must make the decision
除了有平安有恩典以外
Apart from having this grace and peace with us
还有马门
There are also money
那我们要选择什么呢
But in that time what will you choose
所以马太福音第八章
Therefore in Matthew chapter 8
刚好从一个人的信从一个人的认识耶稣开始
And we can see from the realization and recognition of a person of the Lord
讲到信主的过程
From the point on to their path, process of believing in the Lord.
到最后生活上有时候必须要做一个选择。
Until the end, when there are times when they must make a decision.
求主带领我们的脚步。
We ask our Lord to guide our footsteps.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn together.
363首。
Hymn 363.